WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Today, Washington bids farewell to giant panda Bao Bao, who's off to China.
Yes, she's just a panda, but for some reason, D.C. came to see her as something more.
We watched the panda being born, so it's kind of been the life cycle thing.
The line to see her on her last full day Monday had to be closed early so everyone could get through before closing.
He was happy and eating and probably doesn't even know he's going to leave soon.
Everyone agreed it's sad to see her go, though, for differing reasons.
We really are. Because he's really fluffy, and I like fluffy things.
I think it's important for the diversity of the panda population.
Conservation effort and have pandas continue on. It's so important to people get a chance to see the panda.
At the National Zoo, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has again vetoed the so-called Tebow bill that would let homeschooled kids take part in public high school sports. The governor vetoed a similar bill last year, saying it would create an uneven playing field. The bill was named for former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow, who was himself homeschooled, but who was also allowed to play football for his local high school. McAuliffe also rejected a bill allowing people to carry concealed switchblades. President Trump's new national security advisor is ready to get to work today. Mr. Trump named Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster.
McMaster is decorated and also described as outspoken. His most recent role was director of the Army Capabilities Integration Center. He has served in Germany and Iraq. He also holds a Ph.D. in history from the University of North Carolina. And the post does not require Senate confirmation, so McMaster can get started right away.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. The Trump administration is getting ready, meanwhile, to announce a revamped refugee and visa ban that says will be easier to defend in court.
Their current order has been blocked from implementation by the court, so they're going to try to address a couple things. Some things we expect to stay the same. For instance, we expect it will still deal with those seven majority Muslim countries. Those same seven countries are likely to be affected.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Milo Yiannopoulos will not be speaking at this week's Conservative Political Action Conference. The man behind the decision to disinvite him tells us why.
American Conservative Union Chair Matt Schlapp says Milo Yiannopoulos approached them about speaking at CPAC.
We think controversy should be highlighted and appropriate with the appropriate tone discussed.
But when a video came out that Schlapp says condoned pedophilia, he tells the Larry O'Connor Show Milo's invite was rescinded.
If he can accurately push back on those comments and make the case that he was misquoted, he doesn't believe those things, I think that would be very good for him to do.
And if he did and made that case, do you think that there's still room for him to be included in the event?
There's not room this year.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Flags at the California Capitol are at half-staff this morning, honoring a Whittier police officer killed by a suspected gang member yesterday. Whittier Police Chief Jeff Piper.
You know, it's really hard for me to hold back my tears because all of us have been grieving since 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't think I had any tears left. But everybody needs to know what these officers are dealing with out there on a daily basis. You have no idea how it's changed in the last 4 years.
Police say the driver of a car involved in a traffic accident was a gang member who opened fire on responding officers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports, upset in college basketball in Miami as Miami hands 18th-ranked Virginia its fourth straight defeat. Howard loses, and Ohio State ends the Maryland women's 14-game winning streak. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, DDOT and crews tell me they have reopened 14th Street at Constitution Avenue. They had the southbound, outbound lanes closed between Constitution and Madison Drive. But still some activity there. We are just to have major delays because of that earlier closure on Constitution, even on 14th Street coming northbound off of the 14th Street Bridge. Have delays coming off of 12th Street heading up to Constitution Avenue as well. So expect extra time for everyone. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel near the Case Bridge. That crash was cleared to the shoulder, but big delays continue off of northbound 295. All right, let's get you around the Beltway. Better news on the inner loop at Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. That crash gone. Currently, earlier accidents topside at New Hampshire and Connecticut are out of the way, but we still linger with those major delays from 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue. Metrorail, a little bit better news. They had been single tracking this morning just until about 5 minutes ago. They are now putting trains on the red line each direction between NoMa and Judiciary Square. They had an overnight work car that had derailed, but they fixed the problem. Now it's about getting rid of those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will come down a bit today, but still staying about 10 degrees above normal. We'll get warmer again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Considerably cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Some fog later tonight, 46. Fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy, 67. Could crack 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Gainesville, 41 in La Plata, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Some passengers walk right through an unattended metal detector station at a New York airport. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and I have a big announcement to make this morning. If you haven't already heard, we're very excited that Mary Walter is now the official co-host of this program. Yay! She'll be joining me here on Mornings on the Mall going forward. And Mary, we couldn't be more happy to have you in the house on a permanent basis. I think if listeners were alert, cunning, and sly, they may have seen this coming.
If you think it might have picked up a little bit on
but now it's official.
Yay!
And we're so happy to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. And I can't hear anything through.
Okay, we'll get you headphones fixed. Yeah, see, if you stay here for more than a couple of days, we'll get you headphones that actually work.
Well, luckily, since you're right next to me, I can hear you without them, so I'm okay.
Joining us on the line right now, D.C. City Administrator Rashad Young, and we wanted to have him on the line to talk about what's going to go on with the District of Columbia should it start to lose federal funding because it is a sanctuary city. Mr. Young, thank you so much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, so what are the numbers? Just give me the basic numbers of what would happen if you continue to be a sanctuary city and Donald Trump goes forward with what he said he's going to do, which is basically make sure that the sanctuary cities start to lose their federal funding. Are you prepared for that? How much money are we talking about?
Well, it's hard to really pin a number on this, Brian, because what we don't know is what this administration actually will do in terms of the resources it provides to cities. Some estimates say that that number could be as much as $1 billion, but it really does depend on what kind of resources that they target. States and cities across the country get money and some support from the federal government. The majority of our resources, though, are locally raised taxes. So it just depends on exactly what it is.
So in a worst-case scenario, maybe $1 billion, could you absorb that?
That would be very, very difficult for us to absorb, and there really isn't a ready way to make up for $1 billion of loss on a continuous basis. here. But what I can say is that we're actively monitoring and looking at this issue. And really, at the bottom line is we still, though, even in the face of the worst-case scenario risk, are going to maintain our values, which is to be inclusive and embrace diversity. This mayor has said that is a critical value of D.C., and we're going to continue to do what we got to do.
Let me just follow up one more time. And excuse me, Mayor, I just want to follow up on one thing. In Miami, they looked at this, and they said, you know what? Keeping people who've been arrested, who are in this country illegally, who may have committed another crime, and not handing them over to ICE, in the grand scheme of things, they didn't think it was worth it. And they decided they have instructed their law enforcement officials to work and coordinate with ICE. And they made the decision based on the fact that they couldn't afford to lose that money. Do you really want to stand on the principle of protecting people who are in jail who violated the law? Is that worth losing $1 billion in federal funds?
Well, let's be clear. I don't think the scenario is, do we want to protect criminals or lose $1 billion? That's sort of a stark contrast that doesn't really bear out to what it is that we're doing. One, the District of Columbia is not an immigration force. We don't have that responsibility. We don't have that capability. What we're saying is,
you don't have the capability to pick up the phone and let ICE know you got somebody to come pick them up?
We don't have the responsibility to do immigration enforcement. We don't have the capability to be checking immigration statuses for everything that we do and making determination if it fits some yet-to-be-defined set of criteria. So what I'm saying is our responsibility is to provide services to the residents of the District of Columbia, to the visitors of the District of Columbia, and we do that without prejudice. So the immigration laws are what they are. We aren't saying that they ought not be followed. What we're saying is we're an inclusive and diverse community, and we're going to continue to embrace the people that live here, because that's what they expect us to do,
but
that's what we value.
But a sanctuary city, by definition, is one that does not cooperate with the federal government and does not cooperate with the immigration laws. And there's a story out of Denver today, actually yesterday, that police have charged an illegal immigrant with murdering an American citizen 1 month after he was released from jail, despite the federal immigration officers asking Denver to hold them. Are you worried about opening yourself up to lawsuits from American citizens who have family members murdered or harmed, raped, or, you know, killed by drunk drivers who were here illegally, who have been
had in
jail at one point?
So, you know, I, again, the sort of extreme circumstance, I'm not aware of that circumstance being in D.C., so I don't really know.
This is Denver. Well, it may not have happened here yet, but it is happening in other cities.
Well, let me try to answer the question you ask. I'm not aware of that happening in D.C., so I can't comment on what's occurring in Denver. We want bad people off the streets. And so if someone commits a crime, we want to arrest that person. We want them to have the full weight of the law against them. I don't think what we're saying here is that criminals ought to be able to commit crimes. That's never been the position of this administration or a value that we hold in D.C. So people that commit crime ought to be arrested for those crimes, and they ought to go through the criminal justice system and process. What we're saying is that we don't have an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division, and we aren't going to pick up the mantle and do that work because it isn't our work to do. We want to be an inclusive and diverse and welcoming city, and we think that we can balance both of those interests. I don't think it's pick one or the other.
Well, I just, if you've got somebody in jail and you know that they're here illegally and they've committed a crime, but you're done with them, how much work is it to pick up the phone, dial one number, and say to ICE, we've got a guy, he's here illegally, he's committed a crime, but we're through with him, do you want to look at him? How much work is that? It's not a tremendous amount of work.
There's work, and then there's the values of the community. We're not going to round up people and start checking immigration statuses for immigration statuses for a prerequisite to receive services. That's really what
we're
talking
about. But that's not what Brian just said. Brian just said you've already arrested him. You're not rounding him up. Brian just said you've already arrested him
for
committing a crime. He's already in your custody. No one's telling you to go out and round him up. You've already arrested this person.
Right, and we don't check immigration statuses when we arrest people. And we're not going to take someone who we think is foreign-born and say, hey, let's call ICE and see if ICE has a record or on them. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to arrest people for crimes, and we're going to provide services to the residents of the District of Columbia. That's really what we're focused on.
Okay. I see one other thing I wanted to ask you about. It looks like also you guys are worried about what might happen with changes to the so-called Affordable Care Act.
We are. And that cost really could be hundreds of millions of dollars up to nearly $1 billion. D.C. has one of the highest insured rates of in the country, and a lot of that is because of the Affordable Care Act. And so if we lose that and those individuals and thousands of people, in our case, lose health insurance coverage, it is going to be a tremendous strain on the system and the quality of care in the district.
Very quickly, we got a note from a listener named Pete. He said, well, as citizens, we must provide birth certificates and other proof of citizenship if we want those same benefits, but you don't want to ask immigrants for proof. So it's just a very interesting, I think people see it as, well, if I'm a citizen, I have to jump through more hoops than someone who is not a citizen. And I wonder if that's going to become some of the pushback. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, well, listen, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show to talk about it and help us understand the district's position on this.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
It's 8:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I must begin with Metro Rail Red Line. No longer single tracking. They had been all of morning rush hour due to a work vehicle that had disabled off of the trains, the rails. So they fixed that problem, but we have major delays still on the Red Line. So I just wanted you to know that we still have those lingering delays problem, though fixed. Around the Beltway we go. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring. Bunched up this morning. We've had two earlier accidents now gone. South on 95. You're back near the ICC to join into those backups. 270, southbound 28. Crash had been cleared. Now southbound near 370. They were trying to get that one to the shoulder as well, so we're not out of the woods yet there on the southbound 270 ride. Virginia Beltway, Springfield to Annandale. A little bit of stop and go. Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. 395. We're bunched up into town into the lower 14th Street area near Constitution Avenue. We're outbound. We had police department activity, so that was definitely a distraction for our inbound commute as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Considerable cloudiness, a high of 58 today. Tonight, they say you could see areas of dense fog. And that fog could continue into tomorrow morning. Again, dense fog possibly tomorrow. But the high tomorrow will ultimately be 67 degrees. And then, oh my gosh, look at this. Partly cloudy on Thursday in the low 70s. Friday, cloudy skies, but temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm looking at my calendar. Am I correct? The day is February 21st, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about temperatures in the mid-70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Welcome back to WMAL. It is now 8:18 on WMAL. We're talking about a story that took up, Mary, a lot of the oxygen on social media this weekend. If you were watching your Twitter feed, you no doubt came across this story, which has been resolved. I'll let you tell the story.
So everyone knows Milo Yiannopoulos. He has burst onto the scene. He is, through Breitbart, he has burst onto the scene. He is a British national. He is a gay man. I think he's 32 years old, something like that. And people say that he represents conservative values, which he does not always. He's really more of a free speech kind of guy.
Right.
He's really more of an in-your-face, free speech kind of guy.
He will admit that he is a gay provocateur.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that the right has adopted, has embraced him so much.
Because of the free speech aspect.
Right. And because he loves to throw it in the face of liberals. Well, apparently a video has come to light in which it seems as if he is endorsing pedophilia.
Right.
And he has since, and he was supposed to be going to CPAC.
Some people called it the keynote address. I'm not sure that's accurate, but that's what some people were calling it. Had a big speaking role at CPAC, which is taking place later this week.
Right, well, Matt Schlapp denies that he was the keynote speaker, but if you can get cut 11 ready, Mike. Here's Matt Schlapp, who is the American Conservative Union chair. He was on with Larry O'Connor yesterday, and here's what he had to say about that video.
Unfortunately, a video came to light that was incredibly distasteful, offensive, and about pedophilia. And
we felt like it was incumbent upon us to rescind the invitation.
Now, in his defense, Milo has been, he put out a statement on Facebook. He's having a press conference today. And partially what he says is, I understand that these videos, even though some of them are edited deceptively, paint a different picture. He goes on to say, I do not advocate for illegal behavior. I explicitly say on the tapes that I think the current age of his consent is about right. When I mentioned the number 13, I was talking about the age at which I lost my virginity. I should not have used the word boy, which gay men often do, to describe young men of consenting age instead of young man. That was an error.
Well, so. It was a no-win situation for Matt Schlapp and the folks over at the ACU.
Absolutely.
They had to make a decision, and I think they made the right one. I'm not sure he was ever a great choice for this particular convention. Nonetheless, the CPAC convention is going to be a rock'em sock'em affair, and we are scheduled to be there later this week at CPAC for part of our broadcast. But here's the thing. You got the president's coming, the vice president is coming, Ted Cruz is going to speak, Governor Walker is going to speak. There's going to be a conversation. I can't wait for this is the one I want to see, a conversation with Bannon and Priebus on stage together, singing Kumbaya and standing there and swaying back and forth around a campfire or something. I don't know, but I can't wait to see that. That's going to be
excited.
Great fun. CPAC's going to be a great deal. I'm sorry they had this kerfuffle with Milo.
Yeah,
I think they absolutely did, though, make the right decision to say, I'm sorry, Milo, as we've learned more about some of your positions, perhaps it was an error to have invited you.
And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he has his say. I'm not going to judge him guilty until I've heard what he has to say.
Okay.
I like him.
You like him?
I do.
I have some...
I do.
Some
heartburn. I like him.
Milo
gives
me a little heartburn. But that's just me. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment. Multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so the success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life. and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rock Creek Parkway commuters, a little bit better news for you. Traffic update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Finally, you get all of your lanes reopened. We had an overhyped tractor trailer that was stuck under the overpass of K Street. They had to tow it out of there. But again, Rock Creek Parkway, southbound lanes, all four will get you by. 395 off the Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. It's been a tough haul this morning. Earlier crash at Washington Boulevard's been cleared. We had police department activity lower 14th at Constitution Avenue. Major distraction, not only for 14th Street, but also for Constitution Avenue. Seeing delays off the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for your morning backups there. Now, around the Beltway, much better near Route 4. The crash, interloop, Route 4 and Forestville cleared. Just about cleared out the closer you get to Route 4. Then to the Wilson Bridge, your delays near St. Barnabas Road. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 826 on WMAL. Governor McAuliffe, he's at it again. He's vetoing some of the fine legislation coming out of the state legislature. For the third consecutive year in a row, McAuliffe has vetoed the legislation on sports eligibility. It's known as the Tebow Bill.
Yes.
Tim Tebow grew up in Florida. There was a law that allowed him as a homeschooler to actually play on a school team.
Yes.
A public school team. And that was part of the reason why he succeeded as an athlete. And they wanted to do that in Virginia for homeschooling kids, give them the opportunity to play on the local high school team. But once again, McAuliffe has vetoed this piece of legislation, saying that it makes it uneven. The qualifications for people who qualify to play would be uneven, given that some students would be monitored by their parents and not by an independent body like a school. Okay, yeah. So there's that. Another bill, in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now, if you're between the ages of 18 and 21, you can legally buy a handgun in a private sale or be given one as a gift, and you can own it, but you can't concealed carry.
Okay.
And so there was a bill that said, we want active military people between the ages of 18 and 21 to be able to have concealed carry permits after they completed the basic training.
Makes sense.
The governor has vetoed that as well.
And there you go.
And also, you can't carry a switchblade. He vetoed that bill too.
Oh, Lord.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BullandBranch.com spelled BOLL and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world? Completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The National Zoo is saying a final goodbye to giant panda Bao Bao today. In just a couple of hours, she'll leave the zoo, headed for Dulles Airport, and on a one-way flight to China, where the three-year-old will eventually join a panda breeding program. Bao Bao will be traveling with a keeper and a veterinarian. Looks like the Tebow bill in Virginia is dead again this year. Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed the same as it did last year, saying it would create an uneven playing field. The legislation would have allowed homeschooled kids to participate in public high school sports. A longtime Virginia state delegate is in line to become the next Speaker of the House in Richmond. Published reports say House Republicans will caucus tomorrow to name Kirk Cox the next speaker after the impending retirement of Bill Howell. He announced yesterday he won't be seeking re-election. President Trump has his new national security advisor.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience.
President Donald Trump unveiling Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as his new national security advisor.
He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him.
McMaster is a decorated Army soldier, a veteran of the first Gulf War, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and a widely respected military strategist.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation.
Correspondent Joe Johns reporting. This gorgeous spring-like weather is going to spoil us already. Forecasters say this is the third warmest February on record in Washington, and temperatures are expected to be in the low 70s again by Thursday. Frederick County is considering relaxing restrictions on farm distilleries, wineries, breweries, and tasting rooms. Bills are now up for discussion by the county council this afternoon. One council member is proposing legislation to define tasting rooms as agritourism. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports Virginia's losing streak reaches four with a loss to Miami. Howard loses, and the Maryland women lose to at Ohio State. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means, that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead and lick those little furnace problems before they become big expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters each direction jammed. The crash northbound near the overlooks with southbound rubbernecking delays as well. So each direction essentially just south of 123 near the overlooks toward the Key Bridge in that stop and go. And over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, very slow to get into town onto Constitution Avenue. Constitution at 14th Street where we had police department activity. Also slowing 395 back to the Beltway almost from near Edsel Road to get into town. The westbound side of the freeway haven't quite recovered yet. One, because 14th Street slow, Main Avenue trying to get into town, as is 12th Street coming out of the tunnel to Constitution Avenue as well. Take you around the Beltway through Springfield, Annandale, Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Along the way, just stop and go. Top side from College Park around to Silver Spring. Still with the morning rush hour, but no late incidents reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, mild this morning. It's the time of year where we should be looking at low 30s for morning temperatures, but we're not. This afternoon should be in the upper 40s. Won't be there either. How about upper 50s? Quite a few clouds around. Tonight in the mid-40s, fog late into tomorrow morning's commute. And then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, warmer 67. Low 70s, dry weather expected on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Leesburg, 39 in Greenbelt, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Carefree Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I have a big announcement to make. If you haven't already heard this morning, our official announcement is that my co-host going forward here on Mornings on the Mall will be Mary Walter. And we are so happy to have you here, Mary.
Thank you so much.
You've been here. You've been filling in a lot. And yeah. We've had a long relationship with you here at this station. And I'm really glad to have you in the house.
Thank you.
Going forward as a co-host of this show. And it's a good day for us.
Well, the welcome has been very warm. And for that, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. All right, joining us right now, someone who is a frequent guest on this show, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL, Saturdays, 7 o'clock. He is also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Larry.
Morning, Mary. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's so nice to be able to join
such... Keep them honest, Mary. Don't let them push you around. Keep them honest.
Oh, you have no idea. Did you know that when I took this, they gave me a whip and a chair? I'm not quite sure why. I just looked at Bill Hess and said, what is this for?
So I said, oh, you'll find out.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Exactly what he said to me.
Mary. Good luck, though.
Let's start. Can we start off on a positive note? There, a new Harvard-Harris poll showed that Americans are just brimming with optimism about the economy, with 61% viewing the economy as strong. Is there anything to back that up, or is this just based on just a general feeling that comes from the White House?
Well, that's a good question, and it's awfully hard to pin down. A lot of these confidence numbers, Michigan surveys and Gallup surveys and other surveys, conference board surveys, have shown a spike in confidence, quite a significant spike, ever since the election. So you can draw your own conclusions, but I do think that there is a Trump effect going on here, and I guess it's going to continue for a while. The economy itself is getting better slightly. I mean, I wouldn't want to emphasize that too much because the numbers, recent round of numbers for the month of January showed better retail sales, good car sales. Okay, we like that. Sort of flattish home sales, nothing great going on, and really nothing great on business investment. And that's the key to the economy, and that's the one that's slumping, and that's the one that Trump's business tax cuts is really aimed at. So, like, industrial production is flat, business equipment is flat, I don't see it yet, you know, but I'm glad people, a lot of this could be, and I underscore could be, the stock market has had quite a run. Now, the stock market can be a barometer of confidence, and the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. So maybe you see it there. On the other hand,
my question about that is it real or is it a bubble?
Well, it's not a bubble. I mean, we're sort of catching up to where we were maybe 10, 15 years ago. But I was just going to add that if you don't get the business tax cuts through, I think the public is going to be sorely, sorely disappointed, and I think the stock market would be too. So there's a lot of pressure on Congress and the Trump administration to get them through, which you've heard me say many times. Don't wait. Just get it through this spring.
On Obamacare, it looks like the House is going to soon unveil its Obamacare remedy. And Rand Paul took to the airwaves and said, you know what, it's sort of Obamacare light is what they're coming up with. And he thinks we need a complete repeal of the legislation and just start over from scrap. Where do you come down on this, Larry?
I come down, I want to see where we're going here.
Yeah,
that's really where I come down. Senator Paul is a friend, and he's, of course, entitled to his opinion, but I'm not sure he's right. I'm not sure what the plan's going to be, and there's going to be a lot of negotiations. So we'll see about that. We're in the middle of February. We're coming towards the end of February. You got to have a budget resolution. And it's going to have reconciliation instructions for health care. And you can, I think they're going to repeal as much as they can repeal. Not everything can go into the budget on that. But again, broken record that I am, they'd better have business tax cuts in there. That's going to have a major effect. I want to add one other thing. I noticed in the papers recent days, the administration is putting out an economic growth forecast of 3 to 3.5%. And everyone's saying, no, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Of course you can do that. If you're going to lower taxes across the board, and if you're rolling back regulations, and if you're rolling back health care, which itself was a big regulatory and tax hiker, of course you can have 3 to 3.5%. I'm just amazed that all these people out there, you can't do it. First of all, the Obama team routinely put out 3 to 4% economic growth forecasts, and they're not even close. Never close. They didn't have 3% for one single year.
Right.
But they were guilty of that. And their argument is more spending and more taxing is just what the economy needs. Well, in Trump's case, he's running a supply side policy of tax cuts and rolling back regs. I think 3 to 3.5% is doable. Provided that they stay on track with the policies. And I think the Republican Congress will move in that direction. And I would just say to these people who say, no, 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 you can't. We had it from 1950 to 2000. The American economy grew at 3.5% per year after inflation. 50 years, okay? And for the entire 20th century, we grew at 3.5% per year after inflation. That's 100 years. So don't tell me we can't do it. If we have pro-growth policies, we can do it, and we will do it.
Well, isn't it better to under-promise and over-deliver than doing what the past administration did?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I think 3 to 3.5% is really under-promising. I'd go to 4.5%.
Wow.
This economy never rebounded from the recession. This is the worst recovery rate in history, or at least since World War II. But I think one of the worst in history. Anyway, point I'm making is this is very doable. And yeah, it has important effects. It affects jobs and wages. It affects revenues. It affects budgets. You know, there's no better way to knock down the budget deficit than to grow at 3 to 3.5%. In the CBO, their rule of thumb is every 1 percentage point increase in real GDP above the baseline. The baseline is now 2. If you go to 3, you pick up, you lose $3.3 trillion, something
right.
like that, in the deficit. Deficit comes down by over $3 trillion over 10 years by increasing economic growth. And, of course, we can do that.
All right. We're going to
we're
gonna have to leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, it is always illuminating to have you on the show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck, Mary.
Thank you.
She doesn't
good
need
luck.
Any. It's not. I'm not
good
that
luck,
bad.
Good luck, Mary. And a lot of people are wishing me good luck.
Yeah.
Just
no,
worried.
No, I'm a lovely guy. Mm-hmm. 844, even if I do say so myself. 844 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to talk to you about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It really is the best place for you to get your beautiful smile. I went there. They took great care of me, and I know that they will take great care of you and all of your dental needs. Now, I do know that some people get nervous and make excuses to avoid going to the dentist, but it is so important for your overall health to get there. Now, as a patient, I want to tell you what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob, they really understand dental fear, and everything is talked about in advance. It's 100% permission based, so they proceed at a speed that you are comfortable with. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, or maybe you have a nagging tooth pain, or you're interested in sedation dentistry, or you're just looking for that great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's easy. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or you can visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we've been talking about getting in town this morning across the 14th Street Bridge. You may have heard me talk about the police activity at Constitution and 14th. Now we look like 14th and 15th in Constitution. I'm being told it's official movement through the area. So we have intermittent closures, but man, it's putting a jam on our rush hour. 395 back to the Beltway, coming off of the westbound freeway to get into those arteries into town if you're continuing on to Main Avenue, coming through the 12th Street Tunnel. So everybody needs to plan for the extra time. It'll be a while till we can flush this out. Even if you're coming off of the Memorial Bridge and take Ohio Drive over to Independence Avenue, that's solid over to 14th Street Bridge. Over to 14th Street, you get the picture. On the George Washington Parkway, the crash is northbound at the Overlooks. Everyone jammed north as you come up from the Key Bridge, southbound near 123. 270, no late problems, but we have the volume. Clarksburg into Germantown, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, mild this morning. It's the time of year where we should be looking at low 30s for morning temperatures, but we're not. This afternoon should be in the upper 40s. Won't be there either. How about upper 50s? Quite a few clouds around. Tonight in the mid-40s, fog late into tomorrow morning's commute. And then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, warmer 67. Low 70s, dry weather expected on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 46 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter. Wilson and Walter in the morning, and again, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And it's good to have you on board as the official co-host of WMAL's Mornings on the Mall.
Do I get the same kind of welcome tomorrow?
No, but you get a nifty little T-shirt.
Get out!
Fun
gift.
As soon as we make some up.
Oh.
All right, so I've been waiting for mine for a while. The president has made another trip down to Mar-a-Lago, mm-hmm. and this seems to be what is the plan, is that he's going to, you know, on weekends, he's going to go down to what he calls the summer White House or the southern White House, and he's going to spend his time there. This is what he did when he lived in New York.
Right.
You know, when you're a millionaire and you've got a big 757 sitting out back, you just jump on the 757, you buzz down, and you spend the weekend at your place in Florida. And that's what, you know,
that's what you do, right?
No, I don't do
no?
that.
Okay.
But apparently it's being noted that in Thurmont, Maryland, he hasn't yet gone to Camp David.
Oh.
Obama did not go to Camp David very often.
Mm-hmm.
He went a few times, but I don't think he went very often. Most, in fact, largely did not go to the place. And the question is, okay, Thurmont
And they're worried about that. You know, what's going to happen to Camp David? This is the second president who apparently doesn't like Camp David. Trump has said, oh, Camp David is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place, and you'll be bored in about 20 minutes. That's apparently, that's paraphrasing, but that's what he has said.
He doesn't seem like a camping kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it time to do something about Camp David? Is it time to close it down? Is it time, what, you know, if it's just going to sit there and not be used, that's a big amount of money.
Can we broadcast that, from there?
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
I go camping near there all the time.
Do you?
Near there, not actually there. Because if I showed up camping, they would not like it. But anyway, I do go camping up there quite a bit. Anyway, larger picture here is apparently the Washington Post is now complaining about the cost of the president flying down to Mar-a-Lago every weekend. Dan Bongino, our friend, former Secret Service agent, yes, Dan Bongino, had something to say about that.
Folks, again, it's not fake news, but it's dumb news, okay? Obama traveled all over the place. And then there was this one story again. We got this guy, this Secret Service guy, who's driving me nuts. He comments on these stories. He never knows what he's talking about. And he comments on the story again. He's like, oh, it's a logistics nightmare. The kids, Eric Trump, traveling around the world. Really? It's a logistics? Like, we don't do this all the time? I was on the kids' detail with Jenna Bush. We traveled all over the place. It wasn't a logistics nightmare.
So, there.
Did Michelle Obama and her mother and the kids go all over the place?
All the place. A lot of vacations.
Right.
And Obama himself went to Florida on occasion. This is the cost of doing
Hawaii.
Business. He could take his own jet. But
right.
Unfortunately, he's the president of the United States.
So he's not allowed.
He's not allowed to take his own jet anymore. It's 850 on WMAL.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We all know one, or know of one, a narcissist. They're unbearable. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Narcissistic personality disorder is a real medical condition, and not surprisingly, most narcissists don't think they have a problem. They often won't seek treatment until or unless they become depressed because of perceived criticisms or rejections. Narcissists do believe that they're the center of the universe, exaggerate their achievements and talents, and require constant admiration. So here's some good advice on how to deal with them, courtesy of our friends at health.com. As hard as it can be, don't fight back. You're going to lose, and you may make an enemy. Also, remember this word, interesting. That's going to be your best response when you get one of those backhanded compliments or an outright insult. It shows them, nope, you're not taking the bait, and they're not going to get to you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf. Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes.
But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Looking for a new car or truck? This month only at Fitzgerald's Lake Forest Toyota. Get a $1,500 rebate or as low as 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on the all-new 2017 RAV4. Hurry in today to Fitzgerald's Lake Forest Toyota.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. Not all buyers will qualify. Excludes tax, tags, and $299 dealer processing fee. Ends February 28th, 2017. See dealer for details.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters' late crash in Laurel is going to slow us as we come southbound. Baltimore-Washington Parkway right past 198. Still watch that additional units arriving to the scene. On the George-Washington Parkway, the crash northbound at the Overlooks slows the George-Washington Parkway in each direction near the Overlooks, 123 and down toward the Key Bridge. Virginia, I'm sorry, the hits keep coming here on this trip trying to get you into town and across the 14th Street Bridge. Right now, I'm checking out the traffic cameras. They're looking for the accident as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge onto the Case Bridge reported in the center. Then you're slow as well onto lower 14th Street where we've had, in quotes, official movement going through the area of Constitution and 14th and 15th Street. So everybody in town associated with Constitution Avenue feeling the effects of that. And for Metro Rail, Red Line, a tough morning, but they're back to not single tracking between NoMa and Judiciary Square, just trying to get rid of those delays. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online. MattressFirmFosterKids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky coming in as we head on through the morning hours into the afternoon. Quite a bit of cloud cover around. It's still mild, just not as warm as yesterday, 68. Today, about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees at 8:56.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year?
then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partner. Partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, Mary, once again, I'm so excited to have you here, and we can now make it officially known that you're the new co-host of the show. I'm looking forward to a long and productive time together on this program, and welcome again.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure
to be here. And looky there, it's Chris Plant. He's been around for a while.
Wow, donuts and cupcakes and Chris Plant. My morning cannot get better.
Donuts.
Hey, Mary, at the risk of being